This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about a website slash automation tip. This is a cool piece of conversion slash website functionality that is working really well for me, and I've been refining and refining this on my latest theme. I'm just going to step you through how it works, and hopefully you can see why this is so effective. When someone's on the homepage of my website, they're getting a few elements. I'll just move my cursor. At the top, we have an opt-in. It used to be on the bottom. It's now on the top. So far, it hasn't made any difference to our opt-ins. It's exactly the same rate regardless. But the point is, on the general blog page, people can opt in for training, and they can see different options for products that they might want to buy. They might want coaching. They might want a website. They might need more traffic, SEO, or content. They might want to come to my live event. That's great. So far, there is no facility on the blog for live chat, and there's no telephone numbers. So we've taken those elements away because it's too early. At the moment, I'm really looking for someone to opt in or buy something. That's step one. Okay, the next step is they drill down. Let's say they've clicked on the website button. Now they're getting the website options, a pre-done WordPress website, a custom website. They want to hire the development team by the hour, or they want a Shopify site. Now the opt-in goes and leave a message appears. So this is stage two. We're more interested now. We're more specific about what we're after. Maybe what we're trying to find isn't here. I might ask somebody using a message. Okay, that's where we're at with the customer. We still have the search feature on every page because that's very, very important. Now we go to the next stage. They've clicked on the pre-done responsive themes and they're ready to buy. So we have a three-stage indicator. Fill in the order, check the billing info, and then it's finished. Now you can see we've got telephone numbers with a little flag per country, and the leave a message is more prominent because they're on the checkout page. This is it. This is the precipice of purchase. If someone's unsure at this point, I want to be able to answer their question. So what does this mean? It means that I'm only talking to people on the phone who are at my checkout page. And that's the point where I can make the greatest difference. That is the 80-20. The 80-20 is the only people ringing me are buying something and they're on that page. And that's the type of call I get when someone phones. And the leave a message is very, very hot. We make a lot of sales from our live chat. Most people will use the live chat. This is live chat or leave a message. When I took this screenshot, the team were offline. This changes to live chat when they're online. Okay, so it's normally a live chat, and quite often we'll tip a sale over the edge because they're on the checkout page. So the main point here is only introduce the right elements at the right stage on your website. So we went from free opt-in to live chat to telephone numbers. That was the progression. And I found this is a far better solution to only be talking to buyers. And that's the way that I've structured my business now.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.